T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game. The weekend is going to be a blast around here, isn't it? We have NFL football for you tonight on Sports Radio 99 The Game. The Jets and the Browns. Coverage begins at 8 tonight. Maybe the Browns could get their first win, I was going to say the season, but of the last 2 years. I mean, it's been since Christmas of 2016 since the Browns have won a game. By the way, a doubleheader on Saturday, Georgia State against Western Michigan. That'll begin at 2 o'clock. Our pregame coverage starts at 12:30 from Georgia State Stadium, and we're going to be talking about Georgia State Stadium. Something else is going to be going on there in just a couple of minutes. And Atlanta United and Real Salt Lake live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 7 o'clock. And if you didn't hear late last night, Atlanta United, in the wee hours of the morning, won a very controversial win over San Jose. They beat them 4-3. After being down 3-1 and really down 4-1 when they wiped out a San Jose goal and gave Atlanta United a penalty kick that Atlanta United converted on, ended up winning 4-3. So a lot going on our radio station, a lot going on in town over the next few days. We get ready on this Thursday, of course, for this big weekend ahead with United and the Falcons, both at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's Hate Week. Georgia State is playing at home. You have Georgia Tech playing at home against Clemson in that huge game. And, of course, the Braves, which... it goes without saying again, the Braves, 3 out of 4 from the Phillies in this four-game homestand. They will clinch the NL East title. And again, I want to go back to that just for a moment, Hugh. I want the Braves to get this business done now before they go on the road to New York.
Of course you do, John. But, you know, normally it does not happen like that. I think always in situations like this, especially with it being so tight all season long, that it always comes out to the end. Drama's good. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a drama-filled situation.
Yeah, and well, and drama's good. I don't know how to put drama's good. I mean, last week I didn't need that drama last week with the Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. I was content when Rico made the interception to be up 14 with the ball with 4 minutes to go and say, okay, good, let's go home.
You know, it's funny, as a former player, I was kind of like that. I never liked that. I always wanted the game to be already decided. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm on the other side of it, I like a little bit of drama because it gives us something to talk about.
You know, how many people went home when after Rico's interception? They went, oh, game's over, let's go. And they headed for the exit.
Probably quite a few, because if you're like me, you want to try to beat that traffic.
Beat that traffic. Yeah, game's over.
Like, you're like, especially on a Sunday, it's late, you're like, hey, I want to get home and you know, probably get the food on the table or get the food going for next week or whatever. Whatever it is you do Sunday to prepare for your Monday. A lot of people are trying to get out of early for that.
All right, we mentioned there's something else going on at Georgia State Stadium. Michael Vick's going to join us in a few minutes. He and Coach Childress making their way up to the studio. And that new Alliance of American Football, it's going to be interesting. That team, this is the new league, the 8-team league, they start the week after the Super Bowl. They're going to be playing at Georgia State Stadium. It's an 8-team league. They're going to play a 10-game schedule. It's pro football. It's spring and summer football, pro football. And here we go again, because I think about you, as some 40-some-odd years ago, in the early 70s, mm-hmm. they came up with this idea of something called the World Football League, and they tried a spring league, and they had 25 or 30 teams around the nation. Birmingham had a team. Memphis had a team. The World Football League, they tried for about 5 years, and then that kind of went away. And then they tried to do it again with the USFL. That okay. was when you had Herschel Walker at the Jersey Generals.
Yeah, I remember the Jersey Generals, the Memphis Showboats or something.
Yeah, Memphis Showboats. Pepper Rogers was the coach, right? You know, Birmingham had a team in that one, too. They tried that again, so that failed. Then they tried the XFL, and that didn't work. They even tried... people forget, they even tried the Canadian Football League in the United States for a few years. It was like 2 or 3 years.
They did?
The CFL expanded into the United States for like 3 years. And Baltimore had a team. I think Birmingham had one of those teams. They played CFL football in the United States with like 5 or 6 franchises. And the cities kind of looked at the game and went, okay, this is too weird. But they've tried and tried and tried spring-summer football, professional football in the United States. Now here comes the AAF, and they're going to be the latest to give this a go. I wonder if it's going to actually kind of catch on.
I think it will. I think they have the better chance of doing it because, you know, Vince McMahon and his football team or his football franchise is coming out a year after the fact. What is it, 2020?
That's what they're saying. 2020. The XFL will come out in 2020.
Yes. But I think that it will have a chance to
or XFL
because,
2.
Yeah, but I think it'll have a chance to because it has that financial backing. They put a lot of money behind these teams. And I think with 8 teams, it's going to be a little bit easier to manage. And the fact that you're keeping most of the players regional. So some of the college players will be regional college players. They'll get first dibs on guys, I'm assuming, because that way you can get the people that are already familiar in that area with those names to probably hopefully come out and see some of the guys that they used to watch play on Saturday, play on whenever day they choose to play.
Yeah, I wonder if Vince McMahon made a bit of a mistake, though, with the XFL because he's trying to bring the XFL back. If he made a mistake because the AAF got the jump on him. And this is a league, by the way, that's wholly owned, okay? And CBS is one of the owners. And so CBS is going to put these games on primetime national TV. So they've already got a television package because CBS is part of it. So they're going to be on CBS and CBS Sports Network. And as a result, that's a big leg up. And one thing that's kind of interesting about this league is so many big-name coaches that exist in this league for the 8 teams, the stars are going to be right now, to the beginning, are going to be the coaches. Because you got big names in the league. You got Rick Neuheisel, and you've got Mike Riley, and you've got a lot of big-name coaches. Mike Martz is going to be coaching the team in San Diego. And here in Atlanta, Brad Childress. Now, you know Brad from your days in Philadelphia, correct?
Yeah, he was offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles when I was there.
Yeah, and he's going to be, with Mike Vick, you would think a high-flying, kind of wide-open game. And, probably inexpensive tickets, Georgia State Stadium. Well, I think it could be kind of fun.
And it all depends because now you still are – the last time – that I talked to Mike Vick, I sent him a tweet. They were at tryouts, I think it was in Tennessee somewhere, where they had the tryouts mm-hmm. where you have to figure out what your personnel is going to be. I know you have an idea of what your offense is going to run or what it's going to be like, but you still have to get the personnel to run that offense. So you still have to pick the players. And I'd be interested to find out how is that going for them. I'm pretty sure that there's not a lack of people that want to play football. But it's like you want to keep the quality high. I think that's one of the biggest issues that a lot of people have had with football when they were trying to get it here is that the quality of the game is not that of an NFL roster. And that may be the issue. So I'm wondering how they're going to try to fix that.
Yeah, and we said that the league has big-name coaches. Listen to this roster of coaches for only 8 teams. Mike Singletary is the head coach at Memphis. Dennis Erickson at Salt Lake City. Mentioned Neuheisel in Phoenix, Riley in San Antonio, Brad Childress here, Steve Spurrier in Orlando. I mean, the old ball coach, it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. The head ball coach is down there in Orlando. And as you said, he's going to have, and they're going to have kind of regional drafts here, so they'll have protections. So, like, the team in Orlando will get first dibs on a lot of the guys coming out of Florida. The team in Atlanta will get a lot of dibs on the guys in and around the Atlanta area and kind of this area of the Southeast. And so that may be – it may not necessarily be big-name NFL players, but they'll probably be big college stars, and they'll have some name value.
Yeah, and that's what I think they're going for, the big college stars that people, like, maybe for whatever reason, something happened while they were in the NFL – and, they're not playing in the NFL anymore, and people have come watch those guys play to see if they could bounce back and resurrect their career. Or it may be a situation where some guys that, maybe were on developmental squads or whatever get an opportunity to play here and get a chance to get back in the NFL. You just never know how it's going to work out.
Of course, we'll be talking to Mike Vick when they – we're just, again, waiting for them to kind of work their way up to the studio, so they'll be heading here in just a couple of minutes talking about the AAF – and the new team here in Atlanta. What they're going to do is play at Georgia State Stadium, which, and that doesn't surprise me. But this is, I believe, we were talking about the list of the World Football League, the USFL, the CFL, the XFL. Daryl, help me out here. I don't think – Atlanta didn't have a team in any of those leagues, right? I don't think so. Right?
No.
No. Because they didn't have an XFL team. I know they didn't have a WFL or USFL team here in Atlanta. As we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we see walking into the studio now, Mike Vick and Brad Childress. Morning, Coach.
Coach! Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, because Hugh was with Brad Childress during the day. He's got some old friends that are coming in to talk to us a little bit about this new team that's going to be playing at Georgia State Stadium. Again, you can go to their website, which we'll tell you in a moment. The only reason we haven't mentioned their website is we want to let them make the announcement on the team name, and the website has the team name in it. And that's the first thing we want to kind of get out there so we can promote the fact that you can go grab some tickets there. And in a few minutes, by the way, we will give away some tickets here, prize packs to the AAF as well, to all of you. All right, so let's settle in here. And Coach Childress, welcome to Atlanta, and welcome to the AAF.
It's good to be here. And, you know, I got a text here from Hugh about a month ago. He said, hey, if I ever get you down here, can I get you on a radio show? Here I am, Hugh.
Yes, Coach, haven't seen you in a while.
Great,
look great,
great to see
you. Look great.
So do you.
Yeah, your offensive coordinator, Michael Vick. What's going on?
What's good, Hugh? Good
nothing
to
much,
see you, man.
Nothing much, man. Good to see you, too. Last time I remember seeing you, Vick, we were in Atlanta. No, we were in Philly. We were in a playoff game, remember, and I was chasing him. And I remember that was the first time that I played against him. I'm like, oh, he's not that fast. And when you pulled that thing down and ran into the sideline, I was like, good God, I almost pulled a hamstring.
Y'all were the reason that I didn't get a chance to compete in the Super Bowl.
Dude.
You too.
Yeah.
Hey,
but you know what, Brad? Listen, we had been so many times, man, we were just like, we got to get it. We got to get this last one because I knew it was my last go-around. But, hey, sorry.
It worked
sorry.
Out.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Childress, let's begin where we need to begin. The team has been named.
The Atlanta Legends. Yes, sir. And it kind of talks about this historic city and everything that's happened here in Atlanta, whether you're talking about the 100th Olympic Games or you're talking about the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King, John Lewis. I mean, there's so much history in this city that a Legends is only appropriate.
So, and by the way, the website now we can say is atlantalegends.com if you want to kind of check in on tickets. I would imagine this is pretty exciting for you, Michael, to be able to be part of this and be part of this new franchise.
Yeah, words just can't explain how excited I am, you know, to have an opportunity just to coach and to be able to coach with Coach Childress, a coach that I always looked up to and always followed the lineage, you know, as far as coaching styles and systems, man. I know Coach can, he's one of the best. So I get to learn from the best. I get to coach. I get to, you know, I get to mentor. You know, it's the best of both worlds. So, you know, it's just a great situation to be in, man. Very thankful that we're here in Atlanta doing this too.
So how did you get involved with coaching? Because it's one of those things, I know you know that it takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So how did you get involved in it and say, hey, this is what I want to do?
Well, I think the time frame that we're working with now, I think it fits in my schedule. You know, I'm still working with Fox. You know, still have a chance to talk about the game and then go coach it when the season is over. So, you know, I know it's time consuming. I know the commitment, you know, we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hard work that has to be put in. But, you know, I told Coach Childress and Andy Reid when I went to intern last year, it's something that I have to do at some point in my life. I didn't know it would, you know, be this abrupt and happen this soon, but I had to take advantage of the opportunity. So they knew that I still wanted to coach. And, they reached out, and, you know, I couldn't say no.
And I know, Coach Childress, you've told him that there's some nights that you got to have a cot. Because I remember being in Big Red's office. Big Red had a cot in his office. And he didn't go home sometimes, so did you let him know?
I don't know until he's going to make us have a cot.
Yeah, my son works at the Bears. He had his blow up out the other night after Monday Night Football. You got to be back ready to go on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And it rolls that way sometimes, Hugh. You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. So now, like, as far as the offensive concept is concerned, I mean, what kind of offense are you planning to run? Is it going to be more similar to a pro-style offense, or is it going to be predicated on the type of players that you get?
Well, I think you have to see who you have as your throwers and your catchers and your runners and then play to their skills and ability. But football anymore, Mike and I were just talking about this walking in the door. Whether you look at the NFL now, I mean, they're spreading you out from sideline to sideline, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Don't give them the game plan, Coach.
score a lot of points.
I like where he's going already because we just spoke a second ago, but, yeah, don't give him the game plan.
You know what, Mike, I want to ask you, man, because now, like you said, abruptly, you're on the other side of it now. You're the offensive coordinator. You're going to have to coach a young quarterback. How would Coach Michael Vick coach the player Michael Vick? What would you say to you if you were coaching you in your style and the way that you like to play?
Yeah.
How would you try to coach you?
Just, you know, you got to start from the basics. Every coach that I've had, they always, you know, started from the ground up. So they didn't just come out and just try to make me you know, a certain type of quarterback. They, like Coach Childress just said, they looked at my strengths and my weaknesses, and they played off that. And if you look at the offenses that I was in the beginning, you know, with Dan Reeves, it was, you know, it was versatile. It was wide open, spread, you know, quarterback draws all over the place. He took advantage of my talents. And then when I got with Greg Knapp and Jim Moore, it was more West Coast style, drop back in, you know, so you know, but towards the end of that, we still we threw in the Wildcat, and they took advantage of my talent. So similar to what Coach said, you just got to take advantage of a player's strengths and you know, stay away from the weaknesses, try to, and you know, if they do have weaknesses, just work on them.
You know, though, Mike, you had a style where you pull that thing down and run it. And to your credit, like, sometimes you got hurt. You can't, you know, you can't have your quarterback getting hurt now.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to preach that
to him. You can't have him back there pulling it down, for like 100 yards. You gotta kind of rein him in just a little bit.
Yeah, now looking back on my career, I wish I'd have been more responsible and definitely more accountable.
Get him right, Coach. Get him right.
Hey, your best ability is availability. You know that. Yeah. Right? Exactly. You need to be there week in and week out.
Talking with Brad Childress, he's the head coach of the Atlanta Legends of the American Alliance of American Football. Let me get it correct. Alliance of American Football, which will be played at Georgia State Stadium beginning a week after the Super Bowl, correct? Is that when the season is going to start?
Right. Saturday after the Super Bowl on CBS.
Yeah. So you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go quick. Did it ever cross your mind when you decided to bring Mike Vick in to look at him and say, you want to play?
You know what? I just had that conversation with somebody the other day about the last player coach that I remember, and Billy, you could probably cue me on this, it was Dan Reeves. He was a player coach at the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, everybody keeps kidding us in this league already that we already got the best quarterback.
Right.
But, you know, we haven't negotiated anything like that.
Do you want to play?
What? I think
it'll be an advantage. No, I wouldn't.
I think he wants to teach right now. And
I want to teach.
I got a great opportunity to watch him talk to the quarterbacks last year in Kansas City. And he didn't speak a lot, but when he did, it was like E.F. Hutton. I mean, everybody's eyes, Alex Smith, Pat Mahomes, you name it, their eyes were there and listening.
I would agree with that. I definitely would agree with that.
All right, gentlemen, if you could stay around for a couple more minutes, could you do that for us? Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, get you caught up. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on this Thursday. Brad Childress, new head coach of the Atlanta Legends in studio, alongside so well in this town, one of the true legends, Michael Vick, as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now streaming anywhere on radio.com and the radio.com app.
We are killing it online.
Stay up to date with Atlanta sports no matter where you go. Streaming live now at radio.com and the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Show at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios. John and Hugh on this very busy Thursday. We are excited to have in studio with us the head coach of the Atlanta Legends, Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, I think you know, Michael Vick, as we talk about the new football team in town. Matter of fact, you can get tickets right now and secure your spot at AtlantaLegends.com. That's AtlantaLegends.com. And we're going to even do one better by giving a fan a chance to get a ticket prize pack right now. And the first caller to 404-741-0929, who calls in and tells us what the new league is called, the AAF. And the first person that could tell us what AAF stands for, we mentioned it in the opening segment, we'll win a ticket prize pack. And again, you can go to AtlantaLegends.com to secure your tickets. And the season will begin, as we talk Coach Childress, right after the Super Bowl. Now, we've had a lot of leagues come in and out. And we know this over the course of time in spring football. What's going to make this one different?
Well, I think this.
There's only 1,700 jobs in the National Football League. And there's 70,000 football players in college right now. So whether they just missed, they're inch too short or tick too slow, this is going to be a great opportunity, whether it's a first chance or a second chance. We know where these guys want to go. And my experience is that if you can give somebody something that'll push them on coaching-wise and get them to stay another week, another month, another year, or move them up, that's valuable. So I think we'll have a rapt audience. I think we'll have a great nucleus of guys, especially with the hotbed of football that Atlanta is. We're going to find some guys that can play. And if we had our way, all 50 of those guys would move on. We're a complementary league to the NFL. We're not trying to compete with the NFL. But certainly there's no developmental leagues anymore. And this is one of them.
That's what I was about to ask you, Coach. Are you looking at this? You're basically looking at this as kind of being a feeder system for the NFL. So the guys who, like, you always hear guys talk about getting caught up in the numbers crunch. So this would be a perfect opportunity for a guy who maybe has the ability, but he didn't make the 53-man roster. So he's going to have a chance to get here, work on his skills, and then maybe move back up.
Which is huge, because, you know, if you get on a practice squad, and you've seen practice squad guys, NFL teams carry 10 people, I go back to a guy like A.J. Feely. He needed to play the game, and we were this close to sending him to NFL Europe to play. There's no place that somebody can further their playing. You can get so much sitting and watching, but then somewhere you have to play the game. And I think these 10 games, there'll be plenty of tape there. You know, in that other league, you can get better by free agency, you can get better by drafting people. Now you're going to have to look at our league and see if there's somebody that trips your trigger in terms of playing there.
And you know what, thinking about that now, Coach, because the big knock on quarterbacks nowadays, especially ones that get drafted and the ones that go in the later rounds, there's not enough reps to go around. Because when you talk about the fact that the starting quarterback gets the most reps, and then the second stringer, he gets a certain amount of reps, that third string guy, that fourth guy, he doesn't really get a look, so he doesn't get a chance to develop. So in essence, this will be a great opportunity for some of these young quarterbacks who don't get the chance to play at the next level.
A great opportunity. And like I said, backups, you know, have to be a special kind of guy because they're getting minimal reps, but they're one throw away or one play away from getting in a game. You can get exposed that you may be
like
really,
that guy Peterman from Buffalo.
It happens. But or you can be a guy like Nick Foles who steps in and leads somebody on at a Super Bowl. So there's a premium on playing the game, not mm-hmm. just watching it, not just studying it. People want to see you play it before they throw in with you.
Talking with Brad Childress, head coach of the Atlanta Legends, and Michael Vick, an Atlanta Legend himself, here in studio about the new football team, AtlantaLegends.com. Michael, when you coach quarterbacks, we know that you're the greatest running quarterback in the history of the NFL. And you look at running quarterbacks, so the Carson Wentzes or the Deshaun Watsons or the RG3s, who tend to get now banged up a lot when they try and do their game when we don't know about a Lamar Jackson. Is that something as a coach you can offer to a young quarterback who is a two dual threat kind of quarterback, possibly going to the NFL, to teach them how to run, how to protect their body, how to stay healthy, and how to have that translate to the next level?
Yeah, well, I think it's easy, man. You as a young guy, you look at the guys who played the game before you, and it's easy to track, you know, how available they were, you know, throughout their careers. And you know, you don't want to take away from a guy's game. You want him to, you know, be the best that he can be. You don't want to say, you know, always throw the injury bug out there. Yeah, even though it does exist, but you want him to, you know, also, you know, play at his best. You know, show his teammates that, listen, he's willing to go the extra mile. But at the end of the day, it's up to that player to protect himself. You know, in that moment, you know, you can't. You know, there's no other way to coach it other than them experiencing it and playing. So, you know, you don't want to hinder what they can do, take away from their strengths. You know, you just got to let them play.
I mean, I guess I'm asking too, also as an offensive coordinator, are you thinking about RPO and stuff like that? I mean, where you're going to have a more of a kind of a college feel to it a little bit? Or
you know, I think like Coach Schill just said, I think it'll be based on our talent, mm-hmm. you know, where we can go with it. But it's so much that we'll be able to do because we'll draw from so many different places and we'll come from so many different places as far as our offense. I'm excited to see what it's going to look like ultimately as Coach Childress, you know, say on what we run and what we do and what he think is best. But we'll all be there with him, you know, helping him game plan and trying to find ways to be the best at it.
Speaking of RPOs and all the other good stuff, Coach, I mean, y'all don't have that much time before, you know, training right. camp and all the other good stuff. So when does that get crunked up?
So we'll have, speaking of crunk, I know it's one of your favorites. one of your favorites. Anyhow, we're going to have a mini camp probably in the middle of November. We'll have a quarterback camp probably down in San Antonio. And then our training camp will start January the 4th in San Antonio. We'll bring all eight teams down there. We'll be able to scrimmage against each other. In our division, we'll play everybody twice, and we'll play the Western teams once a piece. So it's mm-hmm. a 10-game schedule. And then come back here, as I mentioned, and play, probably come back a week before actually Super Bowl, right after the Super Bowl, and get ready to play on the Saturday after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's pretty quick. That sounds kind of exciting as well.
Well, Billy's done a great job. You know, we've signed between 45 and 50 guys already mm-hmm. populating our roster, and we've got a great area, as I said. I think what's going to be exciting for the fans is that you get to see some local names here, some people that you've maybe followed at Georgia or Georgia Tech or
anybody
Clemson or South Carolina.
Anybody you can announce now or yet or no? Or
I'd rather not. I'd rather keep that under my hat right now. But, you know, there's going to be some of those guys that you recognize and you have a rooting interest for.
Oh, yeah, as you do, please have, you know, contact us. We'd be love to be able to tell, you know, the fans who they can go see, because I think that's one of the things too. You talk, Michael, is that, you know, and some fans go, okay, you know, we're not going to know anything. But you're going to know a lot of these guys.
No, you should. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Some of these guys, everyone won't know them, but you know, they'll have some collegiate background. You know, they'll be them played somewhere where you've heard their name before. I think that's what's really going to help the league get off to a good start.
And you know what, Coach? I know we're sitting here with your head coach, offensive coordinator. Who's the defensive coordinator, and what type of defense are you trying to run?
It's a good question, too, because
you know, I'm a defensive guy. I want to know. I want to know what the defense is going to look like.
Yeah, I'm an offensive guy, and I think the worst thing you can ever do as an offensive guy is to meddle on defense. So you hire somebody to be an expert in their area, and Kevin Coyle is going to be our defensive coordinator. He used to be a defensive coordinator for the Bengals. He was at the Miami Dolphins. He's down with LSU right now, but he's raring to come back and coordinate this thing. And then feel like I put a good defensive staff together too. Louis Chiaffi used to coach the linebackers for the Tennessee Titans. He's down as a coordinator Southeast Louisiana now. So we'll have some good people coaching these guys.
Brad Childress and Michael Vick, Mike Vick and Brad, of course, head coach and offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Legends, atlantalegends.com, in studio with Hugh and I. And I know I'm surrounded with Brad Childress and Mike Vick and Hugh Douglas by guys that have serious ties to the Eagles, but I also have to say, as a Falcons fan, that I am thrilled you are back in town and back in football, Mike. It makes me very happy to see that.
It couldn't have happened in a better place, I'll tell you that.
Yep, and we are just thrilled to have Mike be part of this because, yeah, and the team name works for him because he is that, as you said, that legend. And, you know, I'm just glad to have the club here. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how this works again. The week after the Super Bowl, Georgia State Stadium, and if fans want to get as a part of this, they can jump in right now, Coach, right?
They can jump right in. Yep, there's tickets available on the website. And, you know, come one, come all.
We're looking for a packed house. We need crowd noise.
I think it's going to be that. And there's not none of that manufactured crowd noise either.
And they've done a nice job, by the way. Georgia State Stadium, they've done a nice job. You know, the Olympic Stadium to Turner Field and now this, it's like a perfect venue for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We've been down there, and we like the place. The way that they've kind of pulled it in a little bit, it's not so cavernous. But I don't know what they put down there, 45, 50,000 people, if they want to.
Yeah, it's something like that. Hey, Coach and Mike, thank you very much for taking time and joining us today, and we look forward to this. We'll be watching. We'll be there.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
The Atlanta Legends at atlantalegends.com. And we'll be talking a lot about it, too. Trust me, that'll be something, you know, as we get close to the season as well. Well, we had a winner, didn't we, AT, real quick?
The winner is Caitlin Jonte of Monroe, Georgia.
All right. She wins a prize pack to the Atlanta Legends again, atlantalegends.com. As we continue in a moment, another legend, London Fletcher, going to jump into the show. We'll do that next with John and Hugh on the morning show right here on Sports Radio 92 in the game. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 in the game. It is football season. That means tailgate for football season. A true southern tailgate. Not complete without Dixie Vodka. You go to DixieVodka.com. Dixie Vodka, made in America. By God, it is raised in the South. Our thanks again to Brad Childress and to Mike Vick. Boy, so great to see Mike Vick. The Atlanta Legends will be the new team. And Hugh, just a moment ago, the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, announcing that the Atlanta Legends is indeed the team name. Of course, we know that. The other teams are the Memphis Express, the Orlando Apollos, and the Birmingham Iron.
Birmingham Iron. I wonder what these mascots are going to look like. That was what was on my mind when I heard the name Legends. What could that potentially be? Because, you know, With any good company, they're gonna have, you know, something to that people are gonna be familiar with. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wonders what those mascots are gonna look like.
And well, you know, these are pretty cool. It's a pretty cool logo. If you go to our Twitter at 929 the game or to our Facebook, you'll be able to see some of the videos of Mike Vick and what was done by Knox and Wendy. We have it up on our social media right now. Again, Twitter at 929 the game, Facebook 929 the game. You'll be able to see Mike in studio with Brad Childress, and had to be a thrill for you to see Brad Childress again.
Well, that's family. Brad Childress is family. You know, we went through a lot of good times, a lot of tough times, and to see him and to see him doing this, it's just good to see. You know, it's one thing about your football family is that no matter how long it's been since you've seen them, when you see them, it's like it's like you pick up right where you left off at. So it was great to see him. Great to see Michael Vick, too, man. I mean, you know, guy that I played against, guy that I covered when I was in Philadelphia when he came and played there. And just to see the evolution of Michael Vick and to see, you know, some of the mistakes that he's made in the past and to see him come full circle like that, it's a great story for people who've made mistakes in their life to know that, you know what, man, if you just, you know, hold your head up high and keep going, you can't get past the mistakes that you've made in the past.
No, and look, you're talking to a huge Mike Vick fan, and in a lot of ways, not the least of which, Hugh, is I was always so impressed with him in the way that he did handle this. I mean, I know that there are going to be people. We all understand there are going to be people out there that will never forgive him for what happened. But
yeah.
but I, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't offer forgiveness. As I think a value that we hold as, you know. But anyway, having said that, he was so good in the way he did it. I mean, he wasn't like he just went, it wasn't one of those non-apology apologies. Oh, well, if I offended anybody. No, what he did was he was sincere in his apology. He went out, he toured the nation with like PETA and other groups talking about this.
He's real. That's
right.
That's the word that comes to mind for me. He's a real dude, and he really, you know, was sincere about the mistakes that he's made. And that's the thing about it. I've had the pleasure of knowing Michael Vick when Michael Vick was a player and Michael Vick came to Philadelphia, how he changed and how humble he was then and how he has become the man that he is today. And it's like the transformation is phenomenal, you know, to just watch him grow and change as a human being.
And he looks like he can still play. Just saying. We welcome into the program man who has just gotten a big honor because he was nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame last week, London Fletcher, one of the great NFL linebackers, joining us on the morning show with John and Hugh.
Good morning, London. Oh, yeah, you know John. He's from Ohio, too. He's from Ohio.
Ohio players, you let him know.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing? So how does it feel to be honored for the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, it feels good to be nominated. I know it feels better to be enshrined. I'm taking it all in stride, man. It's you think about when you start playing football and kind of how I got into the NFL and, you know, my journey, and then to be nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame is something I definitely am. Appreciative of.
Talking with London Fletcher here about this, and we just want to offer congratulations. London, I want to jump into a couple of things if we can with you. One, are you surprised at all at Ryan Fitzpatrick, what they've done in Tampa, and is this NFC South that we're sitting at with this huge game this Sunday in Atlanta between the Falcons and Saints, is this going to be a four-team race all the way to the end?
Yeah, I am surprised with the way Ryan Fitzpatrick has played. Most people thought he was an adequate quarterback, somebody who can kind of hold the fort down until James got back. But he coming in there like, man, shoot, hold the fort down. This is my fort, James. You're gonna have to hold that clipboard once you get back. The way he's played in these first two games, man, it's just definitely been something to see. You know, as you think about the NFC South, I thought it was gonna be, you know, a three-team race regardless, and then obviously, with the Tampa, the way they're playing, they've made it a 4-team race. I think it's really going to be that way, all year long. The only thing that concerns me a little bit about Tampa Bay is some of the injuries they've suffered along the defensive backfield. So, can they hold up in the secondary, all year long, especially against like the Saints and the Atlanta Falcons, teams like that. Throughout the course of the year.
You know, speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, staying with that theme a little bit, you know, as a defensive player, you always like it when your quarterback is out there doing his thing. But DeSean Jackson has come out and basically said that, we got to ride the hot hand with Fitzpatrick. How do you feel about him making those comments public like he did?
Well, he just said what was obvious. having played against DeSean and yeah, he's going to say whatever he's thinking. I'm sure people probably would have liked if he would have just said, hey, that's not my job to do. But Deshaun just said what was obvious. There's no way that they can, insert Jameis Winston back into the starting lineup, with the way Fitzpatrick is playing. Even if he, puts up a stinker against the Falcons, I think you still got to let him continue to continue to hold down the fort, at least for coming future, foreseeable future.
Former NFL great London Fletcher, NFL analyst for CBS Sports Network. We're certainly watching that Monday night game down here in Atlanta, London, because of the Buccaneers start. What's going on there? Playing the Steelers. What's going on in Pittsburgh?
Atlanta.
Yeah, right. What's going on in Pittsburgh? I mean, what's
Pittsburgh
going on in that locker room?
Defense is not. They have drama with the whole Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, but Pittsburgh's defense has been really disappointing, especially when you look at them against Kansas City. I mean, the Chiefs, they could have did whatever they wanted to do against Pittsburgh. And think about it. Somebody went into Pittsburgh and put up 42 points on that defense, and really comes down to they got a lot of younger guys in the secondary now. They don't have those veterans like they used to in the past. And you see some miscommunication on their part. You see some guys not being in their proper zones and things like that, and blown assignments, and that's what Kansas City was able to take advantage of against the Steelers. So I'm sure Tampa Bay, as they look at the Steelers on tape and that defense, they're like, man, there's a lot of plays that we have made in this versus this defense in the passing game.
London, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. So sorry we're a little short on time. We got backed up here, our clock here. But you can see London on the NFL analyst on the CBS Sports Network. And, again, we congratulate you on your nomination for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We'll be watching on that.
Yeah, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, guys.
Have a good one.
You can catch him on the other pregame show at 8 a.m. Central Time throughout the season on CBS Sports Network. All right, when we get back, catch up on a couple of things. Let's talk a little bit about the Braves, what they've got in store with this huge series against the Phillies that starts tonight. We'll do that and bring you up to speed on the NL East race. Morning show continues with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.